Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. You're about to hear the author of a new cookbook inspired by the worldwide drama series sensation called The Midwife. This cookbook goes on sale in time for Midwife's 12th-season debut in 2 weeks on many PBS stations. Dr. Annie Gray joins me next from England. Also ahead, Apple TV Plus's Silo, More Money from Macro, our new classic trivia question, and former NBA superstar Kevin Garnett's new net, Real or Not Real? Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. Present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and other leading podcast destinations. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. A very happy Monday afternoon to you and you, and especially you out there, for being with us on the program all about TV's current and future. 40 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York. Nice, bright, sunny skies in the Big Apple. Happy to have you with us for our first Monday episode of March 2023. Got a good guest coming your way who we expect to pop in any moment. And when the person does, we invite you to be part of the program. It's so simple. Pick up the phone wherever you are and dial in with this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. Our chat room is open as well and waiting for you, too. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the promo is on the air, as always, you can connect others and interact with them by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn screen, and other people can be live along with you. And we expect Dr. Annie Gray from the Call to Win My Cookbook to be with us live from England in a few moments, but first, we've got news notes. What if in the future only 10,000 people lived on Earth, all inside a mile-deep building? That premise will be explored in Silo, a new Apple TV Plus drama series opening May 5th. Based on the best-selling novel series by Hugh Howie, Silo will star Rebecca Ferguson, Common, Harriet Walter, Tim Robbins, Rashida Jones, and David Oyelowo. Ferguson will also co-executive produce the series, and Emmy-winning producer Graham Yost, remember him from Justified, other great shows, Band of Brothers as well, will be serving as adapter and showrunner. Howie is on board as another executive producer. As for Oyelowo, he has another Apple TV Plus project on tap, Dramedy Government Cheese, with TV and film production operation Macro. That organization is in expansion mode this afternoon through a $90 million capital infusion. BlackRock, Goldman Sachs, and Harborview Equity Partners will put up the funds for use at Macro for TV projects, film projects, talent representation, and other initiatives. Now, quickies. Paramount is exploring an opportunity to sell a majority stake in BET to an outside party, according to the Hollywood Reporter. No confirmation at this hour from Paramount. New nature-centric tune series, Hanny and the Wild Woods, blooms April 1st on Discovery Family Channel. A Spanish-language version starts the next morning on Discovery Familia. Univision will present the annual Latin American Music Awards in Las Vegas April 20th. Sister channels Unimas and Galavision will simulcast. And Lenny Kravitz will introduce and perform in the Academy Awards in Memoriam segment this Sunday night on ABC. And that is news notes for today. We are waiting any moment, Dr. Annie Gray. She is the author of the new Call the Midwife cookbook that is inspired by the popular television series. One of a number of long-running programs that for decades have been British television favorites on PBS and many local PBS stations. The series, by the way, will be starting its 12th season, March 19th, on many PBS stations. Others will play it later in the month or down the road in the spring. And the Call of the Midwife cookbook, incidentally, will be available this month on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other major book publishers and online sites. So, Dr. Gray, if you're hearing us, or the publications person that got us the interview, as soon as I see that she's ready to go on the air from England, where it is now just past 8 p.m. prime time over there across the Atlantic, we will put her on the air. In the meantime, we'll keep on going. We have a classic trivia question for you, a brand new one. And by the way, we hope to offer the Call of the Midwife cookbook as a classic. And definitely, we will be offering, second time around, 7 Ways to Become a Famous Doctor by Roland Perez. He is the host of the popular PBS series America's Health Journal, which is also a 24/7 service on smart TV sets, smart TV devices, and multi-channel bundles. So here's the question, and the person with the correct answer, you'll definitely win the 7 Ways Roland Perez book prize, and we also hope the Call the Midwife cookbook. Here it is. Name the 1985 ABC series starring Jamie Rose as an unorthodox detective. Name the 1985 ABC series starring Jamie Rose as an unorthodox detective. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. We're going, by the way, for our second trivia winner in a row and our fifth winner of 2023. Once again, here's the question. Name the 1985 ABC series starring Jamie Rose as an unorthodox detective. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you are emailing from. And if you're first with the correct answer, you win. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook, of course, at Simon Applebaum, and Twitter, of course, at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook, Simon Applebaum, and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. Incidentally, a number of people who listen to the program did get the correct answer to our last trivia question. Unfortunately, they put the correct answer on my Facebook page, not email. Remember, we need to have you in the email so that we can confirm it and make sure that you're legit and we can get you down. By the way, if you're a previous winner or a previous guest on this program, you are not eligible. So once again, one more time, here's that question. Name the 1985 ABC series starring Jamie Rose as an unorthodox detective. Again, if you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. And good luck. Remember, in order to win, you got to play in. So do so ASAP. And, of course, all the very best. Again, we're waiting for Dr. Andy Gray to join us live from Great Britain, where it is now prime time, their time. She is the author of the new Call the Midwife Cookbook, inspired by the popular PBS series that is going into its 12th season on many PBS stations on March 19th. By the way, remember, because it's on PBS, you have to check a local listing to the PBS station in your area and also when it is playing, because some PBS stations will play it on March 19th, others will play it later in the week, and also some will do a repeat running on the weekend. So you got to be very cautious about not only where it is, when it's with the station in your area, PBS station in your area, sometimes in some areas more than one, and also when Call the Midwife will start its 12th season in your area. And for all the details, of course, about the series, you can go to pbs.org. That's pbs.org. And for more information about the Call the Midwife cookbook, which we hope to, by the way, offer as a classic trivia segment prize, you can go to amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, any leading online bookstore, or, of course, the bookstore near you. And they should have it, if not immediately. You can pre-order it, and it will be coming out in most areas of the country later and before the end of this month. All right, so while we wait for Dr. Gray to finally give us the call, let's continue on, and let's do a commentary. I was going to wait for the second half of the show, but let's do it now. And I call it Kevin Garnett's New Network, Real or Not Real. After we had our show on Monday, a week ago, where we had two new networks that recently debuted come to light. One is True Blue, the Netflix true crime subscription venture that was co-founded by Chris Hansen, the former NBC Dateline correspondent, known for the very famous and often controversial To Catch a Predator segments, who was on our show last Monday. And Canyon Star TV, the new general entertainment network from Nashville, Tennessee, which is named after Joey Canyon. He's the co-founder network. He's a country music entrepreneur down in Music City, USA. He was on our show along with the president of the network. And I'm happy to say both of those, our whole episode a week ago, did very well. In fact, it's become our second most listened to episode of the year on Blog Talk Radio only. And I'm sure it's going to other places as well. Shortly after we did that episode live, we learned through Deadline Hollywood Daily that former NBA superstar Kevin Garnett, in a Deadline Hollywood Daily item, announced and declared that he was going to launch, through his production company, The Content Cartel, in conjunction with other colleagues, a new network known as Veeam TV, V-E-E-M.TV, a network that would present all sorts of programming, all different genres, scripted, unscripted, and it would be available worldwide on smart TV sets, smart TV devices, and other means, depending on the country. And that it was going to launch between April and June of this year. In addition, The venture would also take on programming from a network that apparently currently is on the air through smart TV sets and smart devices called Altriv.tv. That's Altrv.tv. That was arranged through a company known as Ronin Content. Well, you would think that a announcement like that, presented in a major entertainment news site like Deadline Hollywood Daily, which incidentally does a marvelous job covering television, especially their correspondent Nelly Andiva, who is so clued into the medium, she gets scoop after scoop after scoop of upcoming projects, and they're all great scoops. You would think that this story would spread like wildfire. After all, we're not talking about an unknown entrepreneur here. We're talking about a NBA former superstar, like other former and current superstars, has his own production company. LeBron James has Spring Hill. Steph Curry has his own production company. Kevin Durant, the former Brooklyn Nets star, now Phoenix Suns star, who is back in action now, has his production company, which did the acclaimed Apple TV Plus series Swagger, which is coming back for a second season later this year. Baron Davis, former star, his own production company. So you would think that this is the kind of story that would spread like wildfire. It hasn't. Why? Well, over the last week, we have checked in different ways. Number one, we have searched Yahoo and Google for other stories. Believe it or not, this story over the last week, right up to this very moment, has not been picked up by The Hollywood Reporter, by Variety, by The Wrap. Those are the three leading entertainment news sites along with Deadline Hollywood Daily. It has not been picked up by Sports Illustrated. It has not been picked up by ESPN. It has not been picked up by Fox Sports or CBS Sports Network. It has not been picked up by Sports Illustrated or Sports Business Journal. Not one of those websites has done a story on this situation. The only website that has done a story on this, and they did it on March 1st, is Black America Web. They actually basically reconfigured the Deadline story for their audience. So in essence, not one organization has picked up on this story. In addition, we have checked both Garnett's production company website, which is www.thecontentcartel.com, and earlier today, we checked out RoninContent.com, which is the website that also is involved with not only Veeam TV, but this other network, Altriv.tv. And again, on Garnett's site, there is no information whatsoever about this announcement. There is on Ronin Content on the homepage, there is a little bit on Veeam TV, but not much beyond it's happening this between April and June of this year. That's it. Again, it makes you wonder why, if this is a big announcement, we're talking about a globe-wide television network available worldwide from the get-go, why isn't this being publicized? Why is there nothing? And why have other organizations not followed through with this story? Now, in addition, over the last week, I have used the message board on the contentcartel.com to connect with this organization, Kevin Garnett's production company, and said, hey, we'd like to know more about this venture, about Veeam TV. Send us the press release on this. I certainly would love to have Garnett or one of his colleagues, executive colleagues, involved with Veeam TV on our program. So far, no answer. Also, earlier today, I checked in with the folks at Zardom. That's the excellent Facebook page, which is read by public relations, press relations reps from all over the place. And I said, hey, if any of you out there are running public relations for this venture from Garnett, or you know somebody who is, let's get in contact with them. Have them email me, have them call me to get the information and check this out. It's just amazing that this lack of information does make you wonder, is this situation real or not real? I mean, if it was real, wouldn't again, can't say this enough, every entertainment website, every sports website, even sports networks like ESPN or CBS Sports Network or Fox Sports or NBC Sports' website, they would have something about this. This would be an item for SportsCenter. This would be an item for CBS Sports HQ. This would be an item for various websites. And it's not. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. So you have to wonder, again, and I feel like my Spider-Man Spidey sense, you know, what Spider-Man, anytime something was about to happen, about to face a criminal or some crazy nutty situation, he'd have this spider tingling sense. I just get this tingling sense about, is this real or not real? I really hope it is real, because it sounded from the Deadline Hollywood Daily story that this was, you know, something was going to be doing a lot of great original programming, give a lot of people an opportunity to get into television. And after all, this is from a bona fide NBA superstar who certainly, if he's not in the Hall of Fame right now, will be for his incredible career with various teams. So what gives? So here's what we're going to do. We are going to continue to monitor the situation. We're going to continue to try to contact Garnett's organization, the content. By the way, the website again is www.thecontentcartel.com. And Ronan's site is Ronan Content, R-O-N-I-N. By the way, that reminds me of the movie John Frankenheimer did with that great car chase in Europe, one of the best car chase scenes ever on any continent. RonanContent.com. We're going to continue to monitor things. We're going to continue to urge whoever is checking out those sites, checking out those messages, to please contact me. Get me that press release. We're going to continue to monitor, see if anybody picks up on the story. By the way, you can read the story at deadline.com, D-A-D-line.com. And we will, once we make contact, we will invite Garnett or any of his colleagues that are involved supervising or overseeing this project to come on our program. I want to be very clear. I really want this story to be real. I really, really do. And you got to remember also that Ronan has this other network. And we also want to get this other network, which is available on smart TV sets and smart devices. Again, it's called Altrv.tv, A-L-T-R-V.tv. And Ronan, by the way, is calling itself an opportunity for various networks to create a global ecosystem, a bundle of channels that are available worldwide. So I really want this to really happen. And, of course, we will keep you posted. And I'd like to hear from you. Whether you are a follower of what Kevin Garnett is doing or not, love to hear from you. What do you think? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Or connect with me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Oh, Rick Webb, our friend from Philadelphia, has just joined our wonderful show. So, Rick, if you have a question or comment, put it in the room or give us a call, 646-652-2906, 646-652-2906. Love to have you aboard and get your thoughts about this. Or call the midwife as well. Right now, unfortunately, it is looking like we're going to give Dr. Annie Gray another couple minutes to come on the program. And if not, we will wrap things up earlier, much earlier than we planned. By the way, I want to let you know a couple things. Our next episode is on Friday, and we are going to have the head of Canela Kids, the Spanish language children's service, presents both live action animated programming. And coming up later this week, they are launching a new animated tune, their first ever produced in the United States in Spanish, which is a rarity, by the way, for Spanish language networks, and it's called Super Ellis. It is a wonderful animated tune. I've seen clips of it, which highlights great women in the world of Latino, great Latino women in all walks of life, whether it's entertainment, sports, business, inventions, all sorts of people. And again, that will be starting later this week on Canela Kids, part of the Canela Media family of networks, such as Canela TV, Canela News, Canela Deportes, et cetera, that are available, and Canela Music, all available on smart TV sets, smart TV devices, and multi-channel bundles. So we'll have the overseer of Canela Kids on our program to talk about that project. And we hope to have some other guests as well. That's this Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, this Friday, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And this Wednesday, I will be live in vivo on Sports News Wire, the popular sports news information show on Sports Grid Network, available on smart TV sets, devices, multi-channel bundles, including Amazon Freebie, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. I'll be on around 2:45 Eastern Time, 11:45 a.m. Pacific, talking TV sports. Probably we'll doing some commentary about the first 3 weeks of the XFL, the Pro Football, Spring Pro Football League on television, the latest on the LIV Golf Tour and how it's doing on the CW, mixed results about that. Also, we'll talk about the boom in black college sports. And we may do something about the Kevin Garnett situation also as well. And hopefully we'll have some comments on the wonderful career of Tim McCarver, the great baseball broadcaster who passed away a few weeks ago. That's all on Sports News Wire, which is available on smart TV sets, smart device, and multi-channel bundles. Through Amazon Freebie, that's one of the bundles, and that's at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, Monday to Friday. I'll be on Wednesday around 2:45 p.m. Eastern, 11:45 a.m. Pacific. All right, I think we have a call. Let's take it. Hello, you're on Tomorrow Be Televised. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Simon. It's Rick Webb calling from Philly.
Rick, good to hear you. Thanks for making the time to call up. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I wanted to see whether you saw the documentary on CNN Glitch last night about, basically about the game show that was online instead of being on television.
What was that, HQ Trivia?
Yeah, it was basically the history of it and how it ended and where it is now.
I did not see that documentary, and I didn't know it was on. And I did see that when it was playing on mobile phones. I did get a chance to see an episode or two. And I was always amazed that they never put on smart TV sets or smart devices. Had they done so, they might have able to really expand their audience and their advertising base and still be on today.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of arrogance back there. But I guess especially why I even called, I guess, was because you're talking about the Kevin Garnett situation with Veeam TV, and it sort of seems like, in a way, a similar situation where you just build it and then hope the investors come. And because, like, while you were saying that, I just, like, looked up their website, and I noticed their website says nothing about a single TV show that they're making, but it name drops a lot of different NBA stars. So it's like, okay, you know, it's like they're promising the world, but they kind of have no real content, no killer show or killer app that you have to see or something like that. And so like the Glitch documentary sort of covered, in a little way, especially towards the beginning, the same idea that you build this thing and then hope the investors come or try and get the investors to come. And with HQ, there was just like too much arrogance and some stupidity. And I mean, they really had something amazing. And I won't give away the end of it. I know you'll end up seeing it, but just even the end is surprising, where the host that Joe Biden said, "You're more famous than I am," what he's doing for a career now. So it's very interesting.
By the way, wasn't Fremantle Media involved in some way in that program?
I have no idea. I have no idea, and I don't believe that they were mentioned. I know that there were some investors, it said who the board was, and it seemed to me like one of the investors was also on the board, almost like it was like a single investor, and that they were investing their own money in the beginning, because the two creators of that had created Vine, which they sold for like $30 million. So they had some of their own money to invest and give away as prize money. But there's just so many like rookie mistakes even. Like they weren't even giving out the prize money. One woman won and went so crazy that she ended up on a bunch of other TV shows She ended up on Ellen being interviewed. And then Ellen said, what did you do with the money that you won? And she said, they never gave it to me. So
they're
getting like national bad press. Like the woman only won $11.60, but she went like crazy. So she became a meme and everything. And so she ends up on Ellen and they said, oh, you have to end up winning more than $20 before they pay you. So they never paid me. So we're like ridiculously bad press.
That is not
again.
A good sign, Rick. And incidentally, what you just said reminds me of one of the all-time great game show fiascos. It involved a series from Canada called Pitfall. It was a syndicated series that was hosted by Alex Trebek. I believe it was like late 1970s. Here in New York, I believe it was on WWR or WRTV Channel 9, here in New York, independent station at the time. Not owned by Fox. And the game show itself was terrific. It was a really good game show. And it had this incredible set which had up and down elevators. And the idea was if you won the main game, you got a chance to win $5,000 in prizes and cash with a bonus round. We had to go through a gauntlet where if you landed on the wrong space, down you went, and you lost time and so on and so forth. And the company who did it was Catalina Productions. Rhodes Productions, which is syndicated the nighttime version of the Hollywood Squares throughout the 70s, was syndicating at the TV station in the United States. It was produced in Canada. Unfortunately, Catalina Productions was in the hoosegow financially. They were not in great financial shape. And so as a result, the show unfortunately was suspended after I think it was like 26 weeks of shows. And not only did Alex Trebek not get paid, but many of the contestants, in fact, most of the contestants, did not win their prizes and never got them.
Wow.
And if you go to YouTube, Rick, you can see an interview with Alex Trebek where he says it was the only time in his wonderful game show career that he got stiffed financially. And luckily, after the debacle of Pitfall, something came along called Jeopardy. Which the rest is history.
Amazing. I'm definitely going to have to check that out. And just real quick, it also reminded me of the time that you had a guest from England on your show. I forget what the show was called. It was like $1 million giveaway, or they gave away $2 million live that they were filming in Times Square or something.
It was an NBC show that was done live from New York. It was actually done from a building that housed the Mercedes-Benz dealership right near the Lincoln Tunnel. And it was a great idea. It was a 24-hour quiz of which the primetime hours were presented live on NBC. Ryan Seacrest was the host. It was a well-done show. It really was a well-done show. It was live with $1 million as the top prize. It was a very interesting quiz show. And they had situations where if you were watching at home, you could maybe be a contestant at one point on. And they had this problem with the online website. The demand was so high that the site was screwed up. It was they had to fix the site on fast notice. So, and unfortunately, the show also did not do well in the ratings up against its competition. But yeah, it was main second quiz. We had the one of the executive producers, and I actually went to see a demonstration of the show. I actually went to see the set, gorgeous set, absolutely amazing.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, I remember seeing it on TV before. It wasn't compelling enough, but it was a beautiful, amazing set. It looked like a lot of excitement. But I remember I played on the app that they had. And the problem was people were playing 24/7. It was very addicting. It was very successful, but it would crash, as well as I guess maybe it wasn't giving the prizes to people. But as well, people thought that they were going to end up on TV by winning on the app, and then they weren't. So that caused a whole bit of controversy. I remember on your show, a few people called in and were angry. So, yeah. So it was definitely memorable.
Yeah, and by the way, that was one of the problems is that only the primetime hours were really covered and showcased on NBC. I think E! Ran a little bit of it during the daytime. That was a problem. It didn't I think Bravo ran like after 11 o'clock when local news was on the NBC stations. it would have worked, I think, better had they were able to do the whole 24 hours every day somewhere on television so that you could carry. Now, if the second quiz was revived, you could do it through smart TV sets and smart devices, have the one feed or the app running on those products, and then maybe Netflix or somebody could put together, or Mega Contents or Disney Plus could do the evening hours, you know, when the main action took place. You know, it was just very difficult to sort of jump in and see what's happening. Let me just do something quickly because I want to do a quick web ID. So just reached the, we're a little bit after the bottom of the hour. So we're going to go a couple more minutes. And by the way, it looks like Dr. Andy Gray, our guest, is not going to be here. We're going to find out what happened, see what the breakdown was, and we'll try to reschedule it hopefully for Friday's show. You are listening to Marvy Televised on www.blogsofradio.com, streamer.com, tune.com. Together, reaching over 80 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Check out the Independent Music Showcase, one of VTR's longest-running shows, this Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. That's 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, right here exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget Best VTR always at YouTube.com. Simon, I'm on with you live from New York. One of those just joining us at the bottom of the hour, it is Tomorrow Be Televised, Monday afternoon edition, 41 degrees at the bottom of the hour. Here with Rick Webb, our very good friend from Philadelphia. For those of you who are expecting Dr. Annie Gray, the author of the new Call the Midwife cookbook, inspired by the popular long-running British series and worldwide sensation, that in 2 weeks will be starting season 12 on PBS and many PBS stations. Rick has joined us in the fray, so thank you for that. And I wanted to answer his thoughts about Kevin Garnett. The thing that really about, for those who just did not miss the first half hour, we had a whole commentary about Kevin Garnett's new venture, Beam TV, that has only been covered by Deadline on Hollywood Daily. He announced it on in a story in that popular website last week, shortly after we went off the air. And unfortunately, nobody else has picked up the story, and there's been no additional news about it in the week since, and we're trying to sort of play detective and find out what's going on. The thing that makes it interesting, Rick, is that here you have this NBA superstar, a great. Like I said, if he's not in the Hall of Fame, he certainly will be. And he has joined other current or former NBA superstars in forming his own TV production company. LeBron James doing very well with Spring Hill. By the way, his own game show, which is coming up, is coming back. The Wall is coming back for a new season in a few weeks on NBC. I think it's season number 5, again hosted by Chris Hardwick of At Midnight and other things, Singled Out and other things fame. Baron Davis has his own production companies. Steph Curry did Holy Moly for several seasons on ABC in the summer. He's got other TV projects planned, he and his wife Aisha. And you also have Kevin Durant, who had Swagger last fall on Apple TV Plus. Great basketball drama coming back for a new season again this year, season 2. So it just makes you wonder. I mean, Deadline Hollywood Daily is a very reputable website, and they get a lot of scoops covering television. They're very, very good at it. So it just makes you wonder, again, if Garnett is declaring he's going to do this on Deadline Hollywood Daily, a very reputable website, why isn't anybody else picking it up? Why isn't anybody else picking up the story and sort of, you know, landing their own interviews with Garnett and his people?
Do you know what? Maybe part of the answer, there was a Bloomberg article on Friday about production companies, how there were so many production companies that were selling out, like Reese Witherspoon sold her production company for $900 million.
Right, the Kendall Media, LeBron, which is a conglomerate that run by two former Walt Disney people, that has also picked up, and I believe LeBron James, they picked up an equity interest in his company, Spring Hill. ATTN, another company that's doing like youth programming, and a few other things. So they are they're becoming a very big venture. And Hello Sunshine has done very well. Daisy Jane and the Six, Daisy Jones and the Six, the new Amazon Prime Video series with Riley Keough, which got very good reviews. That was a Hello Sunshine production.
Well, what I'm getting at is the next line in this story, it says that a production house backed by NBA star LeBron James raised money at a valuation of $725 million. So that's almost a billion. and raise money at a valuation basically means that that's in the beginning. So, you know, maybe that's essentially what Kevin Garnett's trying to say. He's like, man, if that fool made $725 million, I'll make a billion. So let's, like, get this thing started. So I don't know. I'm just putting two and two together. I have no idea. I have, you know, nothing in this, but wish I did. But, you know, I think it's really just that. I think that he's putting it up there. They probably have some ideas for some shows. They're like, yeah, once the season's over, we'll, like, shoot all this stuff. But they're just trying to get investors, more than likely. And right now, as of on Friday when this article came out, it's basically saying, like, a lot of these different production companies are trying to sell out. And now, because the stock market's gone down and a few other things, with interest rates and such, that it's like one of the worst times to get investors for production companies, right? Particularly right now. So maybe it has something to do with that, where they're like, oh, bad timing. Let's wait a couple months, you know. Possibly.
Mm-hmm. Could
That's
be.
All I can think.
And for those of you who missed our news notes section, we had a quickie that broke in the Hollywood Reporter a few hours ago that Paramount is looking at selling a majority stake in BET. Which would be BET, BET Her, and BET Studios, and BET Plus, their Netflix-like service, which has been out now for 3.5 years, to an outside player. Paramount has not confirmed the story at this hour that was in the Hollywood Reporter. We'll keep you posted. But very interesting that, and the Hollywood Reporter story suggests that these discussions, this exploration, is at a very, very early stage. They caution that it may not come to pass. And it's very interesting that, you know, it sort of ties in with what you just said, that even programmers are looking to maybe unleash or unspool some of their work that they feel may not be theirs in the long run to other players. We'll see. I'm sure if that is the case, BET will get a lot of nibbles from a lot of players.
Yeah, and just in case you're looking for the article, it just says that the streaming bubble burst. It just says it's about the Yellowstone backers were the instigators in this, that it said that they wanted to cash out. They had, like, a huge deal on the table, but then because of everything that's going on right now, just economy-wise, stock market-wise, interest rate-wise, they bailed out of a huge deal because streaming – laying off so many people, and they're having so many problems. Even Disney are laying people off. So it's kind of like, ooh, right now is not the time to do this. So who knows?
Yeah. And one more thing on the game show scene, in case you don't know, 12 Fox television stations, including WNYW here in New York, are now testing a brand new game show from the TMZ people called What the Bleep Is That? With a comedian, Jeff Dye. The idea is three contestants on a very interesting stage. There's no desks, there's no podiums, and they look at a picture that's all scrambled up in a very unique way to try to figure out who the celebrity is. And we'll see how that goes. If it works, it may go into syndication as early as this fall. And if you have not heard the news, incidentally, another long-running daytime syndicated show is Buying the Dust. Rachel Ray, after 17 seasons, is going off the air this spring. Rachel is moving on to her own new production company, Fine Food Studio. She's going to be working on shows for different platforms that will feature up-and-coming new talent in the world of culinary matters. So congrats to Rachel on the 17 years she did. She won the Emmy Award for Best Talk Show 3 times, latest in 2019, before the pandemic. And she had a great run. But again, it's also showing that we are, the times they are changing in daytime syndicated television. More and more local stations are putting on local newscasts, doing talk variety shows, doing information shows in those daytime hours. And it's very, very tough to get a syndicated show on the air. And as I mentioned about a week or so ago, we did a commentary about this. You have this new crop of syndicated shows that is only getting like a 0.5, 0.6, 0.7 rating, and that's not great for the long term. And if they don't work in this upcoming season, they'll improve the rate, the viewership in the upcoming season, we may see daytime syndicated television become an endangered species and maybe an extinct species, at least in weekday.
Wow. Well, we need to get you on there then, Simon.
Yeah. The story, I mean, Dr. Phil is going. Now Rachel Ray is going. And, of course, we have the shakeup with Live with Regis. I mean, Live with Kelly and Ryan. Ryan Seacrest is leaving to be on American Idol full-time, another project. So Mark Consuelos, Kelly Ripa's husband, is going to tune in starting May of the spring. Join in. So it should be interesting. Before we let you go, Rick, any new shows that you like that you're watching?
I haven't been watching a lot lately. I've been working on some stuff for myself, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Still catching sports, catching a little bit. So that's why I even saw that documentary last night. Kind of caught that even by accident. But I did watch the whole thing. It hooked me in. And because I even watched, I was there with that app from the beginning, and I watched it till the end. It was kind of a, you know, pretty heartbreaking, to be honest. So I hope their old host becomes the new Alex Trebek. Like how you mentioned Alex Trebek, he was a huge fan of Alex Trebek, and he even went to his auction after he passed away and bought an Alex Trebek hockey jersey that a team had given him and whatnot. So, but otherwise, I haven't really been watching too much. I've been writing, to be honest, trying to do my own thing and get my own stuff on. And that's frankly why I listen to your show so much, because I've learned so much from your show and just the lingo and the language that the showrunners use and the executive producers and the presidents use, and just to, you know, to learn more. It's almost like being an insider, like listening to your show, even when I'm.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you. I really appreciate your thoughts. Yeah. And that's the idea. That's the idea, is to really have you and the rest of the general public that tune us in regularly to really be in the know about what's going on in television, because a lot of things are going on that are really impacting TV's future. And one more thing, speaking of sports, as Howard Cosell used to say on ABC Radio Network, growing up with him in the 60s, 70s, and so forth. Have you checked out the LIV Golf Tour or the XFL or any of the – we're now in Champ Week with the college basketball, both men and women's, as we get ready for March Madness starting next week.
Just a little bit of the college basketball because I tuned in to watch 60 Minutes and college basketball was still on, so I watched that. I've been watching some of the NBA games, though. Have been amazing lately. A lot of drama.
Last night. Both the Knicks and the Nets won. The Knicks double overtime versus the Celtics. Nets won by 10, 12 points over the Charlotte Hornets. Unbelievable games of late all over the country with the NBA.
Yeah, there's so much parity, especially in the West Coast, that the games are getting really, really tight. I mean, well, even the East Coast has a lot of parity. And, you know, I'm a huge Sixers fan, but a lot of these other games have been real, you know, real exciting, to be honest. It's just been playoff pace. So really good product because it's getting –
Yeah, absolutely.
College basketball,
my alma mater, American University, yesterday was playing against Lafayette in the semifinal round of the Patriot League. You know, the winner of the league will go on to the NCAA tournament next week. And the thing was, with 17 seconds to go in overtime, AU, my alma mater, was leading by 3 points. And it turned out Lafayette, which was favored to win the game, tied the score, went to a second overtime, and that was the ball game. AU lost. So we got to wait till next year, at least with the men's team. Women's team may be a possibility. We'll see. Last year, the women's team made the NCAA tournament. They got blown out in the first round. But one of these days, AU team, men and women, will get in, and they will win a first-round game. It's got to happen at some point. American University of Washington, D.C.,
well, good luck with that, rooting for you. And, you know, and yeah, and if I see anything interesting, I'll definitely let you know on TV-wise. But, yeah, definitely check out that HQ documentary on CNN. I'm sure they'll rerun it 1,000 times. So you'll catch it at some point.
I have a hunch, and I hope somebody will try it again and do it for smart TV sets and smart devices. It's time for live game shows. It really is. And at some point – interactivity we have the way now to do it with smart sets and devices allowing you through artificial intelligence audio like Siri, Alexa, Google Assistant to control the set with your voice or your voice remote as well as your body language. Somebody soon is going to try to get interactive game shows, make them happen. Incidentally, on Wednesday here in New York, the Interactive Ad Bureau is having its annual play fronts. We're going to be there to cover it for MediaVillage.com and maybe also for the Marvin Televised. Samsung, which last year launched a game hub, games where you can play with your voice without a console or with a joystick aimed at the screen. They're going to be leading off the presentation on these presentations on Wednesday morning. We'll be there here in New York for that, and we'll do a story, hopefully, for Media Village. That will come out either later in the week or next week. So keep your eye on Samsung and what they're doing. And if we get interactive games with ad support in them, interactive game shows may be next. Rick Webb, our wonderful friend from Philadelphia, thank you for spending the time with us. Thanks for jumping in with our guest, whatever it is, I couldn't make it, Dr. Randy Gray. And we will find out what happened, and we will reschedule her. Thank you again, Rick, for jumping in. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Simon. And if Kevin Garnett does happen to call me, you'll be the first person I call right after.
Great. I look forward to that. And good luck with all your Philadelphia area basketball teams like Villanova and so forth in the NCAA tournament, both men and women, coming up during next week.
Thanks, Simon.
Take care. Rick Webb, our friend from Philadelphia, joining us live right here on Smarby Televised. And again, we apologize for Dr. Annie Gray not being with us today. Her book is The Call of the Midwife Cookbook. It will be available later this month at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the other online bookstores. You can check out their websites for the details and how much it costs. And we are going to try to offer the book, at least one or two copies as a prize in our classic trivia question segment. And the new season, number 12 of Call of the Midwife, starts on March 19th, on many PBS stations. Remember, you got to check your local finale of PBS station in your area, or stations, because in some markets there's more than one. Also, find out when they're running it. Some people are not going to run it on the 19th. Others will run it later in the week or earlier. Some will run a second run on the weekends. And for more details about all this, go to pbs.org. And if you want to know what's going on with Kevin Garnett's enterprise, go to www.thecontentcartel.com. It's www.thecontentcartel.com. And for all details about Ronin and the other network that may be involved in this, altrv.tv, it's ronincontent.com. That's ronincontent.com. And we will keep you abreast on what does happen from this point forward. I want to thank all of you for tuning in today. We will be back on Friday. Among our guests will have the overseer of Canela Kids, whose service on smart TV sets and devices will be launching a new Spanish-language animated show called Super Ellis. It's all about Latino women, famous Latino women in all different walks of life. If you came in late on today's program, want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And also check out our website. It's got the brand new address. Made it much easier for you to get in. TomorrowWillBeTelevised.com. That's TomorrowWillBeTelevised, all one phrase, no hyphens, no dashes, no spaces between the words, TomorrowWillBeTelevised.com. And you'll find a lot of our recent episodes there. We got a question box. If you have any questions about the world of television or questions for our guests or yours truly, put them in there. If we use your questions on the air, you get the credit. It also gives you, I believe, links to other podcast sites like Spotify and Apple Podcasts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we're working with On Podium, our wonderful website folks, to make it even better in the months ahead. Love to hear from you. What do you think about our show today? What's your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going? Any HQ trivia fans out there, would you like to see it come back through smart TV sets and devices where you interact with your voice or your voice remote, et cetera? What do you think about interactive game shows? Would you, if they were around, would you watch them? Would you participate in them? Love to hear that too. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and where you're from. That's how you get involved in our classic trivia question. One more time, here's our brand new question. Name the 1985 ABC series starring Jamie Rose as an unorthodox detective. If you know the answer, use that email. Do not use my Facebook page or my Twitter page. Use the email, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Also, you can find me with anything you want to say about the world of television on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Facebook and LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum. Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. However you get to me, I get back to you within 24 hours. That's our promise. And we do that because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed are those of the participants. They are not, say, those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toe is BTR's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is head of content. Website services provided by On Podium, the Internet's great podcast outpost. Guitarist Vegas is our web coordinator. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Check me out Wednesday on Sports Newswire, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Sports Grid Network, available on smart TV sets, smart devices, and multi-channel bundles, including Amazon Freebie. We'll be back on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, with a promo all about TV's current and future. You know where, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tune Radio, our website, and all of our podcast destinations. Whatever you're doing between now and Friday, please make it safe, and of course, make it great for you and others you love.